Well, I have to tell you, General Motors is having, well, more than a moment. I mean, they are making news on many different fronts. The boss, Mary Barra, is in Washington today, at least scheduled to be in Washington today at the White House with Ford's Jim Farley, talking with the president about the Build Back Better and other things. I'm sure EVs will come up. Knowing the president, the new Corvette might come up too, which would put a big smile on my next guest's face. He's the president of General Motors. He's Mark Royce. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Paul W. How are you today?
I am excellent, but not as good as you. You guys are quote unquote having quite a moment right now.
Yes, we are, and it's great. Yesterday was just for all of us who grew up here in Michigan and have worked a long time in Michigan, it feels pretty good because, you know, $7 billion back into Michigan in our manufacturing facilities, $4 billion of that into Orion right up the road here to retool that for the new Silverado and Sierra, and then $2.6 billion on a new cell plant over in Lansing, which... you know, if you've never been in one of these, it's 2.8 million square feet.
Wow.
Which is like a small city. And it's really something to behold. So to have those and then have the jobs to go with it, you know, 4,000 new, brand new jobs, another 1,000 retained in the Orion plant that we have today. And then, that growth is split between roughly 2,300 in Orion new jobs and then 1,700 in the new cell plant over there. So it's really... really a lot of jobs and a lot of capacity and a lot of money into the Michigan economy. So we can make Michigan and the Midwest, the epicenter of R&D, EVs and manufacturing here for years to come. And that's really what we're trying to do.
And we can't, well, let me reiterate, can't say it enough, for a company that's invested a heck of a lot in their hometown and in their home state, this total $7 billion investment, new investment from GM, is the single largest in company history, and most of it is going to the EVs. We're talking about all in. We're all in as a company and as a state. It's I think the way they put it in this morning's Detroit News, Kalia Hall, Craig Mauger, and Brianna Noble, it's the bet to give General Motors $824 million in state incentives, most of $6.6 billion in electric vehicle projects, might be risky for the state, but many believe it's necessary for Michigan to stay in the race for the auto jobs of the future as the industry pivots to electrification. So it really is it's a gamble, it's a bet, but it's got to feel good that your state... is all in with the company.
Well, I think it really is. And you can look at it as a bet, but I would say the bet, you know, we do what we say we're going to do as a company. And so, you know, it's people like Jerry Garcia, Governor Whitmer, Clinton, there are so many people that really collaborated on this. Jerry Garcia, like I said, from DTE, people like Walbridge, the Recoltas, Bob Kaiser and Kaiser, their company, Gallagher Kaiser, really put our paint shops on the map. So those are the kind of Michigan-based companies that are going to help us do this. And that collaboration, along with the state, is something really, that's how you win. And so I couldn't be prouder of the collaboration and the partnerships that we've had. And, the state is definitely, making a bet of sorts, but it's a very good competitive environment that they're creating in Michigan for business and jobs. So, I mean, that's the bottom line.
It's all big. It's all good. And we're really all in this together. There you are with the governor and Mary making the big announcements. And then you've got Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey of Clark Lake, who was at the event too, saying the economic well-being of our state isn't a partisan matter. High-quality jobs don't have a party affiliation. You know, we really are all in this together.
And it was great. I sat next to him yesterday, you know, and I had never really met him face-to-face because of all the challenges that we have with the pandemic and everything else. But
right.
Huge supporter of business. And like you say, Paul, he really he said it so well. It is not bipartisan, for us to move this state forward economically with great jobs.
Let me help you because it's early in the morning. You said it's not bipartisan. I think you mean it is.
It is bipartisan. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
That's okay. It's early, man. Believe me, it's very early.
Thank you very much.
Mark, I'm always covering your back.
I know you're helping me. You have my back this morning. I appreciate that. Yeah.
It is. It's not a political decision. It's not a partisan.
No.
It's a bipartisan decision to do this.
It is.
Everybody involved should understand that, and they do. Certainly with Mike saying what he said.
He did. And, you know, there's a couple other folks that really articulated it well on putting food on the table, college educations, all the small businesses that benefit from having a healthy economy and investment and, stability for the future. And that's really what it is. And whether it's software or hardware or electric vehicles, all of those things are going to be involved with cell plants and assembly plants and the R&D and engineering that will be in Michigan as a result of this. So it's a great, great story for the future.
Mark Royce, General Motors president, is here. And let me tell you something. I hope and pray I look as good at 70 as the new Corvette with the...
Did you see the new 70th
edition? 70th edition. How do I word this? It's this. Not 70th anniversary. Anniversary? Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
70th anniversary
you,
Corvette.
I got your back. I got your back.
Thank you. Thank you. It is early. But this is America's iconic sports car. Just gets better and better and better. When can people put in the reservation or buy this Corvette? I guess it's a 2023 edition, but when can we?
It is.
When can we see? When's it jump out of the cake?
Yeah, we'll start 2023 orders here very shortly. We're almost done with the 22 piece of it because we're kind of with the order bank's full, so it'll be very shortly here. You can order it, and then we're behind in Bowling Green on Corvette. To be very, very honest, and we always have been since we started it, but the pandemic hasn't helped and the supply chain issues have not helped. We're doing the best we can, and the team down there is fantastic, so you put the order in, we'll get you one made.
Okay, thank you for that. And since we're being very honest, because you just said that, Mark, so will the Corvette be in the Super Bowl ads?
Let me think about that for a minute.
You should know that the headline that caused me to ask that question says GM remains mum on new Super Bowl ads. So I'm just trying to trick you into telling us.
Well, I want to keep my job. I like my job. I will remain mum.
Okay. It's early and I didn't want you to stumble into trouble when Mary gets back from the White House.
Thank you.
Mark, would you come to my office, please?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, congratulations on everything. It's a great investment in the great state of Michigan and in jobs and doing everything you can to make sure that Detroit maintains the Motor City image, even with these electric vehicles. God bless you, Mark, and always a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Paul W., and thanks to all of our partners, and thanks for all you do. Optimism and positivity, that's what makes it happen, right?
Well, I try to be that way. It's not easy these days, but I do try my best.
You're doing it.
General Motors President, Mr. Mark Royce, on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR, the Huntington Economic Outlook Show, by the way, as we continue.